Well, we're inside the Aquatic Centre now, Matthew. We've taken our seats among the 17,500 that are going to be here for the Olympic Games. It's quite a sight, isn't it?
I think it's amazing. With these huge wings on either side where all the spectator seats are, and this lovely curved roof above us, kind of, it's an amazing structure because it curves in lots of different directions. So there's, you know, it's almost as if you're under a manta ray or something. If you were lying on the sandy bottom of the sea and a huge ray came over the top of you, it's kind of got these wings flapping gently, almost moving above you, and pockets where these bright lights are shining down to give the actual water of the pool a lovely blue hue. It has a wow factor, I think it's safe to say that.
Yeah, the roof really does look like it's water in motion, doesn't it, as it's supposed to. And to our left, what we can't miss is the blue banner that says 1 year to go as we're watching the first swim inside the Aquatic Centre. And with a year to go, it highlights that the clock is ticking, isn't it, for athletes. And many still have world championships or trials ahead on their journey. But what was your feelings and your emotions like when you knew there was 1 year to go until the Olympic Games?
I was almost so lost in the training, it was hard to remember, because we would have had a world championships coming up, just as the rowers do in a few weeks. The calendar clicking over to Olympic year would have been perhaps a bit different, because you might have had a day off then. But actually, in midsummer, with a year to go before the Games, it's just another training day.
So this is when you would have been getting your early alarm call and getting out into the river then, when most of us are tucked up in our beds and you'd have been going through your paces.
Yeah, you're talking a training session is probably an hour and a half to an hour and three quarters long. You're talking about giving your heart rate above 130, 140 beats per minute and holding it there for the full hour and a half. Starting at 7 in the morning, so you know you've got to go to bed at probably 10 at night in order to get the required amount of sleep. And during the day you're eating 6,000 calories of food. That's the fuel that needs to go into that sort of engine to be able to produce Olympic gold medals.